This is Annika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Confessions of a Freak with Bestie.
Eliza, it's me, guys. Hey.
It's true. She's back before her banishment.
Yeah, they're sending me back to Albany, shipping me out.
What's worse?
What's better? What's better than being banished to Albany?
I went to Albany once.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did we talk about this?
Maybe not. I went to like the Albany Museum of History. Is that
New York State Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fourth grade, it was a class trip.
You went all the way there? How far away were you from Albany in fourth grade?
In the year of fourth grade, in the year our Lord, fourth grade, yeah. I was like maybe 2 hours from Albany, 2 hours
wow.
south.
Two whole hours just for Albany.
Yeah.
That's pretty grand.
What's the point? No
clearly
offense.
To see the there's literally like a mastodon in the New York State Museum.
I don't remember.
Sure.
Sure, whatever you say. Yeah, there's a mastodon.
Yeah, there's definitely a mastodon in Albany, Eliza. Sure.
Haters will say there are no mastodons in Albany.
They will. But yeah, top 10 places to be banished to.
Mm.
Maybe even top 5. But.
Guess what? I'm being banished to Danbury, Connecticut.
Wait, what? Why?
My mom moved.
Oh.
Well, not here, all the listeners who know this
well,
about
well,
me.
No, this is important.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, we're learning, we're living, we're loving.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I feel like Danbury is an anonymous enough city where that's not really revealing too much about where I'm going to live.
Yeah, I have never heard of Danbury before, if
what?
I'm being completely honest.
Are you honest. Serious?
Yeah.
What about the Danbury Mall?
I don't
the
know.
Carousel?
I don't know if I could name, like, one city in... Well, now I could name
in
Danbury.
Connecticut.
Yeah, wait, Hartford.
That's true.
Okay, yeah. What's
Hartford.
Up?
Hartford.
Literally Hartford.
Literally Hartford and Danbury.
Wait, where's Yale?
New Haven.
New Haven. Well, clearly I couldn't name that one.
Also, sorry, there's like sawing noises outside again.
They always love to start chainsawing right when our show starts, which is interesting. Definitely somebody with a vendetta against us.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely Albany / Danbury hater.
Tylus was telling me that John Oliver has like official beef with Danbury.
Really?
Yeah.
I like how... Like he knew that
like,
off the top of his
oh,
head.
Oh, he knew. Like
he's
like,
got the John Oliver
John
trivia
Oliver
like
said
unlocked.
That, like Danbury was like the least consequential city in America.
That's so awesome. That's such a good like home place insult.
Wait,
to call
I'm
somewhere
Googling.
Inconsequential.
John Olive Danbury. and then Danbury named the sewer plant the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant. Response.
That's so awesome.
He has two Last Week Tonights about Danbury.
It seems like he's maybe a little obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you so obsessed, John?
get Danbury's name out of your mouth, John.
Mm-hmm,
That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying. Maybe he's just jealous.
There's something about Danbury, Connecticut. You'll have to come one day. See for yourself.
I am very curious.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Albany.
So
it's the
really
least you can do.
Eye for an eye.
You haven't seen my hometown.
No. That maybe we'll do like Annika tour of
Annika tour.
The Northeast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, back to our regularly scheduled programming. That first song we played was First Flower by Molly Birch. And it's off of the album, also entitled First Flower. I found this song the other day on TikTok, as I find many amazing things, but I do follow Molly Birch's TikTok account. And man, she is just obsessed with her husband. It's really endearing. And she wrote this song about him. And like her first album also is about, they like broke up or something and moved cross country from each other. And she was really upset and wrote the whole album about it. And then he heard it. And then they got back together and now they're married. So I guess it does work.
Almost like an
anti-breakup album.
Wait, not Tyler the Creator. Chance the Rapper. Tyler what? The Creator is not rapping about his wife.
Tyler the Creator's famous wife. Did you hear? I don't even know if this is true because I think I saw it on Twitter, but. Mm. I think Pete Davidson got Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's children's initials
I also
tattooed
saw
on
that.
His neck.
It was like K. It was K also. K and then the first letter of each of their names, which is like, I
K
feel like there's
for
few.
Kim or for Kanye?
You know, we'll never know. We'll really never know.
You know what I love? Why don't we just make a podcast? But from High School Musical, there's this part where Troy gives Gabriella a necklace. He, like, goes up behind her
oh,
in the
yeah,
hallway.
Always.
And she's like, T for Troy? It's like, what else do you think it would be for? Yes, T for Troy.
Yeah, so Pete Davidson and Gabriella from High School Musical.
They're basically the same.
Yeah, is what more similar than you
what
might
we're
think.
Saying. Yeah, not to speak for you, but I feel like we're on the same
Oh,
page.
No, for sure. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Also, my voice sounds a little different today because I've been sick.
No, it's because Annika's assuming a new, like, more mysterious radio personality.
Every mysterious female podcaster needs to have a little bit of vocal fry, so I was just trying
to... It was about time.
...play into that a little bit more, yeah. and...
On the verge of tears, up next we have...
Up next, what do we have? Well, it's a song I chose, Do we want to listen to my song next? I already chose the last one.
Yeah, we can do yours next. Then,
okay.
And then we'll see what happens.
This next song is Thank You by Bonnie Raitt. I thought she was much more country sounding than this song conveys. But I might just not know her music well, which is true. So let's take a listen. Why don't we?
Sitting here thinking, baby, about you. I'm wondering how I ever got through my life without you. Days passed me by and left my life somewhere behind. Games I was trying left me old for my time. You came into my life almost like you knew. The time was running out, I came running home to you. You taught me how to love you, you helped me to believe. You could even love me, I was all you'd ever need. I love you, honey, you've given me my life.
That was Clementine by Elliot Smith, and before that you were listening to Proud by Alex G off of the album Rocket, and before that was Thank You by Bonnie Raitt. Any comments we have about these songs?
I'll say, in terms of the Alex G song, that was one that I chose, and I was like walking to Davis Square for some reason, and usually I'll just shuffle one of my playlists, but this time I was like, no, I'm going to listen to an actual album, like, start to finish.
Meow.
my thoughts exactly. And so I listened to Rocket by Alex G. Fantastic album. Really, I only knew one or two songs off of it before doing this listen through, and I feel like they're not very representative of the album as a whole because it does so many different things. There's, like, one song that sounds so similar to a new Duster song.
Mm.
It's, like, crazy, but it's really good.
Which Duster song?
It's one of their new ones. I, like, don't know. I can't tell them apart yet.
I can't tell them apart.
I think it might be called Making Room.
Okay.
And then the Alex G song is Judge. Both awesome. But then, like, another one does sort of, like, a hyper-pop sort of, like, vocal, what's it called? Like, pitching up. And then there's a lot of banjo. It's, like, really good. It's a very good album, and I would highly recommend it.
Okay.
Everyone should check it out. And that is an album where I would recommend doing the, like, full listen through. You know,
spoken like a true college radio DJ.
Truly.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of sounds like Elliot Smith, which is why I put them next to each other.
Yeah, it was a nice transition.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, us. Anyways, next up, we were in the studio in the off time, chatting it up about Phoebe Bridgers and Paul Mescal, if any of you have heard the news. They're engaged. They've been apparently dating for 2 years, which is, like, insane to me. I'm very invested in their relationship from the sidelines and both of their careers.
Yeah, you are. You're pretty invested in, like, sort of all aspects of that relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Am I sad? I mean...
I wouldn't say I'm happy.
I wouldn't say I'm happy. Glad that some people can find love, but no, I'm such a fan of their relationship, and I thought it was really cute. So I thought that the next song we should listen to is a Phoebe Bridgers song, and what song but Moon Song?
Yeah. home. But I had to carry you. And you pushed me in. And now my feet can't touch the bottom of you. You couldn't have. You couldn't have stuck your tongue down the throat of somebody who loves you more. So I will wait for the next time you want me. Like a dog with a bird at your door.
Sick. deadly. Waste of time, they don't care the least for me. Seem miles away. Come back and leave it in the rapids. Come back and leave it in the rapids.
Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is Saturday, May 14th. Somerville Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was so epic, Eliza.
Right?
I'm literally losing my mind. We're playing Dance on the Porch by Alexandre Desplat
from the Little Women. Little Women movie.
Yes, capital L, capital W.
Very thematic for the Porch Fest announcement.
In my head, this isn't what Dance on the Porch sounds like, because I think of the other songs, like... the music ended. I think of the other song. What is it called?
The other Porch song?
Yeah.
Can't say I'm familiar with too many Porch-themed songs.
I'm sure they're out there. There are other Porch songs about, out and about. What is it? Is it the Little Women? Is it this one? Yeah, this one is what I feel like they're dancing on
I
the
would,
porch.
Personally, this is personally, the song I would dance on the porch to.
I listen to this song all the time. This is so good. It's
Who
adorable.
Am I if not a woman constantly listening to the Little Women original motion picture soundtrack? Who am I?
Literally, nothing. Who am I?
Nothing without it. God, I need to rewatch
Silas
that movie.
Silas is texting. He says, I can find this. It's Dvorak. Thank you for your research. It takes a village. It does. And thank you for your listening. We appreciate. How many people? Anyways, Well, before Dance on the Porch, which was not Dance on the Porch, you were listening to Anyway by Aldous Harding off of the new album Warm Chris. What a title.
Warm Chris?
Warm Chris.
That's awesome.
I feel like you'll enjoy some of these other titles. Leathery Whip, TikTok, Fever, Passion Babe.
I like it with the background music.
Staring at the Henry Moore. She'll be coming round the mountain, lawn. Oh, Silas has sent it. Should we listen to the real one?
Sure.
The real Porch song?
Shall we?
Let's listen to it.
Take us away.
Take us away, Silas. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, 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 yes.
This is the Porch song. He gets it.
Wait, why do they say it's the Porch song on Spotify when it's not even the Porch song? Why would they do that?
They lie. All Spotify knows is lie.
Wait, what was the name of this one?
This is String Quartet number 12 in F major, Opus 96.
Oh God, I can't.
The American.
I've given up on typing that all out into my Spotify search.
Why can't you type faster, Eliza?
God, this
type
song
faster.
Is so good.
Should we just have commentary over classical music?
Like, Wait, oh my God.
Oh my God, when the strings, when the piano.
This would be God. Really good because I really am not all that familiar with like orchestral.
Orchestral.
Instruments. Like I can't tell instruments apart.
Really?
Well, like a lot of them. Well, like if you're getting down to viola versus violin, like what do you expect from me?
We were just talking about pianos.
I cannot differentiate a piano and a guitar. And that's my confession of a freak. For the week.
Oh,
I have no idea. I get very
up.
Lost
it's
and scared.
Up.
I would dance on a porch.
I feel like we've probably scared off anybody listening.
No, this
is
what
point.
Our audience likes.
I just want to have like really awful commentary about classical music from like somebody who has like absolutely no clue what they're talking
guy
about.
Guy who like gets really confused about the terms. Like he's like, oh, the crescendo is like crazy.
It's forte-ing
on this one.
So hard.
Yeah, that would be good.
This clef is insane.
This clef is insane. Listeners, you tell us. What do you want? What do you need?
Do you need this? Are you, Colin, if you have any thoughts about classical music you'd like to share with us tonight?
Only the most refined opinions, tasteful tastes permitted.
I feel like I find a lot of good classical music through movies these days.
Oh yeah, for sure. Most instrumentals I would say that I'm deeply in love with come from movies.
Oh my God. Today, sorry, I just was really shocked about this. I found out today that they're removing Downton Abbey from Netflix.
I never watched
I know
Downton
you don't
Abbey.
Care. Okay. I know you don't care.
I know you don't understand.
I know you wouldn't understand. But it matters to me, Eliza.
I finished Bridgerton today.
Ooh, how are you feeling?
Oh, no.
Ew.
It's such a silly little show. I love it.
I tried watching the new season yesterday. I
was no! The new season is so much better than the old one.
It's, like, hard to watch. It, like,
it is
hurt,
kind of hard
to
watch.
It hurts me to watch Bridgerton. I don't want to do it. Don't
I am brave. I put myself through the physical pain that Bridgerton produces. Every day to watch a
it's
new
crazy.
Episode.
Like, all the actors, I saw a TikTok, but like, all the actors look exactly the same, but just slightly different.
This is true, yes.
And I have never witnessed this.
Well,
in any
it's
other
about
show.
Like a family with like siblings for the most part.
No. I mean, like, from last season, the actors all look like their faces have just changed the smallest amount. Where I notice something is different, but they look exactly the same at the same time.
That's a very interesting thing to, like, not be able to look past. But I respect it. I was confused. I was like, they are. I feel like that's just good casting.
It's so weird how, like, the family looks related is making me really upset. I wanted to bring it up now while I have an audience. Well, the string quartet is about to end. Should we just hop back into the regularly
scheduled programming?
Yeah,
of course.
Why don't we? This is basically by a band whose name I cannot say.
Thank you.
This next song is for Eliza's mom.
I love you.
We love you.
Wristwatch got a Russian face like an oligarch. 12 o'clock, boy, silly nice. Willie in traffic, I'm Philly nice. ET on the handles. Handlebars like a Xanax. Sham guard with the N1 moves. Throw that shit around your neck. Right quick, broke boys get fixed. Right quick, nice Sylvester with these bike flips. That's a full cab in the back flip. Sidebar.
Arms stretch your tee like I nailed it. Rap moving slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing. And I walk in my sleep like I can't help that. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get from nobody else that. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet, nobody. I don't
gon' get weak in the knees. Honey spread it like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get a handful. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. TV's got the angles. I'm breaking. Biking, I'm biking, I'm biking slow-mo. Maybe the four will excite in the smoke. I'm cold when the temperatures dip below 70. How can I be burr around LA coast? The diamonds is plural, the Tiffany brooch. On my lapel at the table, I'm giving a toast. The first wedding that I've been in my 20s. Thinking maybe someone is not something to own. Maybe the government got nothing to do. Thinking maybe the feeling just comes and it goes. Think I want me a little one, I look like my clone. Me and my baby can do on our own. I landed a trick on my impossibles. I'm fucking with Eddie, I'm watching my toes. 24 hours, like they never close. I'm biking, I'm biking, I'm biking these blocks, yeah. Since been ball, I sold all this ice, I've been slossing, yeah. I'm biking uphill and it's burning my quads, yeah. I'm biking downhill and it sound like a fishing rod. Savage, I'm biking, yeah.
From cold water to the shawl, alcoholic while I handle the ball. It's a PK, PK, ripper, nah, you can't fuck with the boy. That's my problem, yeah, I got a my tie smoking when I stop. Okay, nobody fucking with me. My accolades take from my neck. Pedal, I drown in the heat. My sapphires drown in my sweat. White Max, but I jet Jackson. I'm saving the streets. I'm Roger Rabbit in the air. I don't care. Big Willie style, yeah. Nigga, one wheel. One wheel. One wheel. Nigga, one wheel. I fishtail downhill, yeah. I rose my rate. Brand new brakes. Why name is Slater? Ask my date.
I don't get weak in the knees. Honey spread out like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get a handful. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. TV's got the angles. I'm breaking.
This has been Confessions of Freak with Annika and
Eliza.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Biking by Frank Ocean and Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator. And before that, you were listening to Roxanne by The Police. Before that, Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend. Yeah, what a show. This is Eliza's last show of the semester. We're very sad.
Yes.
And, like, the next song says...
Great segue.
It's been a pleasure, you know?
Yeah,
sorry,
I've had such,
let me
no.
get back to the formalities.
I've had such a good time this semester, and we'll be back next semester.
Yes, we will. And then we won't be here in the spring.
Yeah, but then, like, our comeback senior year is going to be, it's like, gonna a really big deal, and everyone's going to, like, cheer.
Yeah, and they're going to hoist us up the stairs of Curtis Hall.
Yes, oh my God, they will do that. Very excited. But yeah, it's been an excellent semester.
Yeah, good night, freaks. This last song is It's Too Late by Carole King off of the album Tapestry.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. It used to be so easy living here. can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had.